Yes, hello and welcome to Pacific Quay, BBC Scotland's headquarters here in Glasgow. Now, we all know in 6 months' time there will be a referendum.
Getting young people engaged in politics can sometimes be a struggle, but the group gathered here today, dubbed Generation 2014, well, they're certainly engaged.
Hi, my name's Kirsty Hebden. I'm 16 and I live near Kelso and I'm against independence.
Kirsty lives just north of the Northumberland border and Matthew lives in Oban, but was born in Newcastle.
As much as I do enjoy it up here, and I do get some of the reasons why people are patriotic up here, but I'm not Scottish and I am English, and, you know, I don't hide that. I tell people I am proud to be English, and, you know, the stereotype, I am proud to be Geordie, as people would say. So, yes, I am very patriotic in that sense.
Both of them, along with other young people, got the chance today to ask Scottish politicians how exactly independence would affect their lives.
What will our relationship with the rest of the UK be like if we go independent?
From the Yes Scotland campaign, there was Hamza Yousaf, an SNP MSP.
We're not looking to leave. We're not looking to take a chainsaw down at the border of England and drift off into the Antarctic somewhere and never be a part of the rest of the UK. The independence debate is not about how much you love Scotland. It's not about separating away. It's not about kilts. It's not about haggis. It's not about shortbread. It's not about waving flags.
And from the Better Together campaign, Labour MP Jim Murphy.
You folk are the first generation that communicate instantly with the use of all sorts of devices without barriers or borders. And I don't think we should build a border between ourselves and the rest of the United Kingdom. We have so much in common in these small islands. So let's together change the United Kingdom. Let's not break it and leave it.
Now, there's been lots said about how people in England, and especially in the north of England, have been denied a say in this debate. Whatever the outcome in September, people in our region will still have to live with the decision, but they can't shape it. For both Matthew and Kirsty, they're pleased they've got a say on the issue.
I'm pleased to have the opportunity to vote because it's something that I want to vote on, but I don't think everybody our age will use the opportunity to vote. There is a lot of people, even in my class, who won't vote just because, like, they don't know and they don't care.
I am pleased to have the chance to vote for it because I like the feeling myself that I am well informed to make an educated decision on, you know, Scotland's future, especially since I've been living here for coming up 5 years.
But whichever way the debate goes, it's certainly got a younger generation talking about politics.
But from Hamza and from Jim and from me and everyone here at Pacific Quay, bye-bye.